The Cross of Love, written by Barbara Cartland, narrated by Anthony Wren. Chapter 1, 1864. Crows wheeled and circled in the bleak winter sky, while the mourners huddled over the grave beneath. The chill in the air was not more bitter than the chill in their hearts. What will we do without him? How will we manage? The man they were laying in the earth had been their vicar, and in some ways their father. In their tiny, remote village of Fardale, there was nobody else to care for them, and they remembered now that the Reverend Colwell had exhorted them, praised them, chastised, defended, and loved them. Now he was gone, struck down by a chill he'd contracted whilst visiting a sick parishioner on a snowy night. For a while he seemed to rally, then failed again, finally sinking into pneumonia and fading gently away. They all felt his loss, but none more so than the pale, distraught girl who kept her eyes fixed on the open grave and closed her eyes as the first clods of earth hit it. She was Rena Colwell, the dead man's daughter. Beside her, a much younger girl, wearing a shawl over her head, slipped her hand into Rena's, offering and giving comfort. Beside her, a much younger girl, wearing a shawl over her head, slipped her hand into Rena's, offering and giving comfort. She had the work-roughened hands of a maid of all work. "Let's get going, miss," she urged.